So let's get into God's Word here. And our first reading today comes from the Hebrew Bible, Isaiah chapter 9, verses 1 through 4. It can be found in your pew Bible on page 600. And if you're using the large print Bible, it starts on page 780. Hear these words. But there will be no gloom for those who are in anguish. In the former time, he brought into contempt the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the latter time, he will make glorious the ways of the sea, the land beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations. The people who walk in darkness have seen a great light. Those who live in the land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. For our next scripture, it's a responsive psalm reading, which is found in the back of your hymn note, starting on page 758, and it is Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evildoers assail me to devour my flesh, my adversaries and foes shall stumble and fall. Though a host encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war arise against me, yet I will be confident. One thing I ask of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in the Lord's temple. The Lord will hide me in his shelter in the day of trouble, will conceal me under the cover of his tent, and will set me high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies around about me, when I will offer sacrifices in the Lord's tent with shouts of joy. I will sing and make melody to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud, be gracious to me and answer me. Come, my heart said, seek the Lord's face. Your face, O Lord, I seek. Hide not your face from me. Turn not your servant away in anger, for you have been my help. Cast me not off, forsake me not, O God of my salvation. If my father and mother should forsake me, the Lord will take me up. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me on a level path because of my enemies. Give me not up to the will of my adversaries, for false witness has risen against me, and they breathe out violence. I believe that I shall see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong, and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. Amen.
Good morning. Our epistle lesson this morning comes from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 1, verses 10 through verse 18. It can be found on page 155 in the New Testament section of your pew Bible or on page 201 in the large print edition. Now I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you be in agreement and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be united in the same mind and the same purpose. For it has been reported to me by Chloe's people that there are quarrels among you, my brothers and sisters. What I mean is that each of you says, I belong to Paul, or I belong to Apollos, or I belong to Cephas, or I belong to Christ. Has Christ been divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? I thank God that I baptized none of you except Crispus and Gaius, so that no one can say that you were baptized in my name. I did baptize also the household of Stephanas. Beyond that, I do not know whether I baptized anyone else. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to proclaim the gospel, and not with eloquent wisdom, so that the cross of Christ might not be emptied of its power. For the message about the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Let's turn now to the gospel of Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Matthew chapter 4, verses 12 through 23. You can find it in your Pew Bibles, New Testament, on page 3. Or if you're in the large print edition, it's on page 4. Now, when Jesus heard that John the Baptist had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and made his home in Capernaum by the sea, in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what had been spoken through the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun, land of Naphtali, on the road by the sea, across the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people who sat in darkness have seen a great light, and for those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned. From that time, Jesus began to proclaim, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." As he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who was called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, in the boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets, and he called them. Immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness among the people. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Jesus loves you. I wonder if sometimes that sentence gets said too many times and it begins to lose its power, but it is absolutely true. Jesus loves you. And Jesus knows you. With all of your sins and shortcomings crystal clear, and with all your knowledge and skills and sensitivities equally clear, Jesus knows where you are on your spiritual journey, and he's calling you now to reach your full potential. God's kingdom work begins with you. Today's gospel lesson tells us the story of the beginning of Jesus' adult ministry here on earth. Last week we talked about how John the Baptist had now passed the divine baton on to Jesus. Well, this week Jesus is off and running. John was now in prison, so Jesus moved his base of operations to Galilee, to Capernaum, in part to fulfill the scripture and in part so that he could be right in the middle of the people's poverty and oppression. His message was the same as John's. From that time, Jesus began to proclaim, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." For Jesus, his kingdom work had begun, and he needed to train his deputies for their service to God. As he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who was called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. That's the image on the front of your bulletin. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." Immediately, they left their nets, their livelihood, their families, and they followed him. Jesus knew these guys. He knew their sins and their shortcomings, their strengths and their skills, and he loved them. He called them because of who they were and because of who he knew they could be. He called them in that poetic way that he knew they would understand. "Follow me and I will make you fish for people." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. Scripture tells us that in the same way, he also called James and John. And then it tells us exactly what it was that Jesus was up to. Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness among the people. Jesus taught in their churches. He proclaimed the good news of God's kingdom, and he went out among the people beyond the walls, offering healing and relief from their oppression. Jesus fully understood his calling. In Paul's first letter to the house churches in Corinth that Daniel read, we come to know that Paul was equally clear in his understanding of his call to ministry. In this reading, Paul is asking that the people try to remain united in their devotion and in their service to Christ. He also spells out exactly what he was called to do. "For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to proclaim the gospel, and not with eloquent wisdom, so that the cross of Christ might not be emptied of its power." Paul did not make excuses. He understood the sacrifice involved, and he knew what was his kingdom work. Paul fully understood his calling. You know, some people are really good at ignoring God's call, articulating to themselves that they are too old or too young or not skilled enough or whatever. And Jesus still calls you. Let me share with you a story of a dear friend of mine. When I was serving a church in Northern Virginia, a military couple who had moved out of the state called me and asked me to check in with an old friend of theirs to see how she was doing. Well, I agreed to do that, and it turned out that it was the start of a long and wonderful relationship. Annie lived in a nursing home not too far from my church. And every time I went to see her, at her request, I would take her some of her favorite food that she couldn't get in the nursing home, a large order of French fries from Wendy's. Nothing else would do. It had to be Wendy's, and it had to be large. She would munch on her fries, and we would talk for hours. You see, Annie was bedridden. She couldn't walk. She was blind. And she was 93 years old. Despite all of that, Annie knew exactly what it was that God had called her to do. Her calling was to pray for her family and her church and for everybody she knew about who could use some of God's grace. Annie's kingdom work was to pray. And Annie fully understood her calling. Peter and Andrew, James and John, Paul and Annie, and you. Jesus knows you with all of your sins and your shortcomings crystal clear, and with all your knowledge and skills and sensitivities equally clear. Jesus knows where you are on your spiritual journey, and he's calling you now to reach your full potential because he loves you that much. You too must be clear on what it is that God is calling you to do, how you are to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. My friends, the kingdom work begins. Amen.